Good afternoon, my colleagues. How are you?
We're fine.
It is a pleasure to meet you in this virtual meeting. I prefer other kind of meetings, but in this time of pandemic, it is not possible. Thank you so much for to accept my invitation and for your time. I will be very direct in this first introduction remarks. Dear colleagues, we will have next week a meeting of the Executive Committee, but first of that, I wish to talk with all members of the Executive Committee because I think it's important to know you much better, not just in that meeting, but before that, and to know about your aspirations and what you think the items should be, the items that IPUs should put on the table as soon as possible. Because, of course, I have some ideas, but as I said always, we are a team. We should be a team. And to have a stronger organization, everyone is important. And so, your ideas, your aspirations, your remarks are important for me. I am hearing from you, I am hearing from the other members of geopolitical groups, and at the end, I will make a proposal that I wish to be so close as possible to what you express during these meetings. Of course, dear colleagues, I will say something a little bit more about what we will have to discuss in future. First, we should have a more visible organization. And so we should do everything that is possible to be present in all issues, in all big summits, but also we need how to sell, may I say, our message. Sometimes I think that we work a lot. We approved very important resolutions, but no one outside the walls of a room knows what we are doing. We need to improve it. And I will give you some examples. I have a meeting with the chairs of the geopolitical groups and said to all of them, why you don't have activity between assemblies? Why the geopolitical groups just meet before one assembly of IPU? The geopolitical groups may organize for their own continents activities, seminars, summits of speakers, for instance, speakers of parliaments of Africa, speakers of parliaments of Latin America. They can have a meeting just for them. Also, field visits. And so, don't wait the initiative of IPU. Make a proposal. Make something that can give visibility to the work of your group, is what I said to them. Because if everyone is working, committees, geopolitical groups, and so on, we have much more activities, and we may increase the visibility of IPU. Also, I said to our colleagues, and I am saying now to you, that I wish to involve in also the former presidents of IPU. They have a lot of knowledge, experience. They worked a lot to this organization. We should involve them try to get from them support for our activities, and I will try to do. One thing that can join this is idea to have every year an award, a democracy award, may I say, that may be given to a parliamentarian that life, a parliamentarian that fights and defends democracy. It can be presented by geopolitical groups, the candidates. It can be, we don't have a number. Latin American can present one, two, three, the same for Africa, the same from to the 12 plus, I don't know. And then we have a committee, for instance, composed by the former president of IPU, that will choose who will be the winner of this prize each year. And so, at least, I think it will be the core of our business, defend democracy, defend the parliamentarians, but also to give visibility to the IPU. Second, we should be more transparent. I said always this, if we wish to have an inclusive organization, if we wish to have the participation of all parliamentarians, we should give them the information about our activity, about our programs, what we will do, our tools, and sometimes they can ask us, they can ask IPU support for activity from one parliament that have one idea, wish to implement it, and the parliament needs to have support of IPU. But to ask for support, the parliament needs to know what kind of support may be given by the IPU. So, this is two general ideas. But also, I think that it will be important some questions. Of course, we have always issues that are essential for us, about SDGs, about climate change, gender participation, youth participation in politics, and so on. And we need to never forget it and to put it on the table. I am preparing also a meeting about migration. About migration in the Mediterranean. As you know, we have now a lot of people that is dying trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea, especially from Africa, trying to come to Europe. This is not a problem of Europe, this is not a problem of Africa, it's a problem of all of us. And so, why don't create a meeting, not to talk about the problem, but how to solve them, how to solve it. We need to have solutions. For instance, we know that migration is linked with poverty. If people don't have a job, if they don't earn some money to give food for their families, they will try to go to another country to have a better life. So, the north countries of Europe, the north countries of Mediterranean, should understand that to solve this problem, we need to have programs not imposed, but created together with the African countries to promote development in these countries. And so people will stay there as they wish. And also, another issue is about the vaccine. We have a pandemic, it changed our way of life. The pandemic killed till now nearby 2 million people all over the world. And we have a hope, may I say, with the vaccine. But the vaccine should go, should be in all countries, should be available to all the people of the world, not just to the rich countries of Europe or America. The African countries need to have capacity to have the vaccine and to spread it to all your population. And we need to understand how we as parliamentarians can work together with our governments to achieve this, because this is essential to the humankind. So, and finally, just to say, this is some ideas, dear colleagues, but I am especially here to understand what are your ideas. What do you think IPU should be? What do you think IPU should do next future? Because just if you have also a positive contribution, if we all have a positive contribution, we will have a stronger organization. And this is what we wish right now. Thank you so much. It is a pleasure to be with you. I hope as soon as possible to have presidential meetings, because I prefer to shake hands and to be with you in presence. Thank you so much. Maybe Speaker Mudenda, do you wish to take the floor?
Yes.
And thank you so much for your time, Excellency.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, for your very incisive opening remarks and a chart for which you think we should try to put our heads together in order to drive the IPU agenda, particularly from the position of the geopolitical groups. Having said that, Mr. President, may I reiterate that Africa congratulates you for taking over the IPU presidency. This is a very onerous task whereby you are expected to translate the vision, mission of the IPU, as well as drive its strategy within 3 years, which is a very short time. So we from the Africa Geopolitical Group would like to commit ourselves to support you in your endeavors as the president. The first thing that I would want to impress upon you, Mr. President, is that through your leadership, we must be able to translate the IPU mission and vision through practical programs that promote democratic governance led by our parliaments, as anchored on robust institutions and democratic values. Furthermore, I want to urge you that what you have done today to communicate with the Africa Geopolitical Group, I believe with other similar geopolitical groups, this will enhance communication between the Office of the President and that of the geopolitical groups as led by their national parliamentary speakers. This should be done through emails and or video conferencing such as this one. Further, Africa will support the President in his vision and mission as required from time to time, especially as we have indicated that as a group, we should not wait for the plenary assembly to meet for just 1 hour. I think we take your direction that between the plenary assemblies, the geopolitical groups must be activity oriented so that there is life in the organization through the active participation of the geopolitical groups. I take that challenge very seriously, and I will ensure that in liaison with my colleagues, we have such events between the assemblies. The other area which requires your leadership, Mr. President, is to lead us in coming up with a COVID-19 financial stimulus plan to combat the spread of the pandemic, which has now assumed some new strains, as well as access to the vaccines. Your leadership in approaching the United Nations in the establishment of this financial stimulus will have some impact on how we respond to the pandemic. I also appeal to you that you assist us in approaching the African Union through the African Union Commission so that we can ginger new ideas on how we can establish this COVID financial stimulus, which the developed countries have or are trying to put in place for their own countries. International foundations, such as the Bill Gates Foundation, Bloomberg, and others, through your office, should be approached to see how best they can contribute towards this COVID-19 financial stimulus. I'm aware European countries like Norway, for example, they have $500 billion US in their sovereign fund. I'm sure on humanitarian grounds, they could be approached also through your office with our support in order to marshal in a financial stimulus fund. I say this because at the moment, Africa, as the less developed continent, needs more hospitalization beds, needs personal protective equipment, needs funding for economic recovery in order to address the negative socio-economic impact of the pandemic. What I'm thinking of here, Mr. President, is something like the Marshall Plan, which was established after the Second World War in order to address the ravages of the Second World War. Something like that could be put in place either for each geopolitical group or as a fund under the purview of the IPU presidents. The other area is that the IPU strategic plan must address issues of inclusivity regarding the needs of the geopolitical groups in terms of the post-COVID-19 recovery, how parliaments can be assisted to come up with strategic national budgets and appropriate legal framework in order to move forward out of the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. In this regard, Mr. President, if you may allow me, capacitation of parliamentary leadership through the World Speakers Conference and the Speakers Dialogue, I think is a necessity that you should drive, and we from the different geopolitical groups should support you in that regard. I want to agree with you on the question of visibility. I don't want to repeat that, but as our leader, we should take the leading role in the interface with various international organizations, such as the Pan-African Parliament, the African Parliamentary Union, and the Association of Senates, Shura, and equivalent councils in Africa and in the Arab world. Finally, Mr. President, we need to fight for a permanent UN observer status. This is critical because the number of resolutions that are taken at the United Nations that require implementation by the national parliaments. That voice of the need to liaise with the United Nations system becomes extremely paramount because no resolutions of the United Nations can succeed without the support of the national parliaments. You didn't give me time how long I should speak. I think I should end there, Mr. President. Thank you for listening.
Now, thank you so much, Mr. Speaker. You gave a lot of ideas. Of course, we agree about the importance of the geopolitical groups and the importance of to have a Marshall Plan, may I say, as you said also, to recover our economies from this crisis. Because this is amazing, and now this is not a crisis of a country A or B, it's a is a crisis that affects everyone. The permanent observer statue at UN, okay, is something new for me. I will study a little bit more. And for instance, we will have the hearing at UN, and maybe this is one of the issues that we may raise on that conference. Thank you so much, Excellency. Now, Uganda. Oh, great. A wonderful country. Mrs. Esther Anaikun, do you wish to take the floor?
Hi.
We are not seeing you yet.
I can see you, Mr. President.
You put your camera on, please.
Can you see me now?
No. The first road. Yes.
Hi, Mr. President. How are you?
The floor is yours. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy New Year, Mr. President. I have just joined the meeting right now. And I think something. I'm in the middle of somewhere in the bush. You know, we are doing our re-election this Thursday. So, and I'm for re-election in my country. Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So I've just joined the meeting right now. Probably I must have missed up something right from the beginning. But I'm happy I've joined here, and congratulations, Mr. President. And Happy New Year to all my colleagues who are here, including Speaker Mudenda.
Okay. I just try, in the beginning I have some remarks about the objectives of that meeting, of this meeting, because we will have a meeting of the ExCom next Monday, but before that, and before to present one idea, I prefer to receive inputs from all of you. And so I organized this meeting, not just with the African members of the ExCom, but with all members of the ExCom, to receive inputs, ideas, what you think that need should be important to have a stronger organization. And then I will try to make a synthesis to present in our meeting next Monday. And of course, the speaker Mudenda presents some important ideas, and I will try to put it on the table. And now I'm here to listing your contribution.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. I am very sure you started on a good note, meeting us as ExCom members from the African Geopolitical Group. That's already a good move, I must say. What is very important is like we communication that has been with the previous president can continue, and making sure we are all on board in most of this meeting and keep us updated. Otherwise, I think what is very important is like sharing of information in whatever form you want us to be able to help you as ExCom members, whatever you want us to back you up before we go for any of those other meetings. So I think for Africa, I don't have much to say for now for Uganda, but our inclusiveness in most of the activities going on in IPU would be very, very paramount. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I ask other colleagues from Kenya, Senegal, Chad. No. Maybe. No. So, dear colleagues, thank you so much for your contributions. Mr. Speaker Mudenda, I know that, may I say that, you are a friend, and so you give some ideas very important to have to put on the table next meeting. I just need to see how IPU can help other organizations like the World Bank, IMF, and so on, to create this kind of programs. Because the economical programs to make a recovery of our economies is essential, as you said. We lost a lot of jobs. We increased poverty with this pandemic. And we know if we don't give some hope to the people, we may have a social convulsion. We may also have other problems like migration, like terrorism and so on, because people don't have hope in their own future. So, but this is not just a work of IPU or a work of parliamentarians, but we should try work together with UN, with World Economical Forum, with World Bank, with International Fund to create this kind of programs, because it will be essential. Now, the crisis is everywhere, so it will be not so easy to have some help from donors, because Japan is in the same problem, England has the same problem, Portugal has the same. And so what we had in the past, when some countries may help the others, this time it's different, because the problem is everywhere in all continents. So what we need is more multilateralism to achieve transnational programs from the world organizations. We will try. Thank you so much. I don't know if you wish to say something more, dear colleagues. No. If not, thank you so much for your contribution. I will make a synthesis next Monday during the Executive Committee. May have a good afternoon, and please keep safe. This is very important right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
What's the answer?